Bobby, you must be delighted at the afternoon's events.
Yeah, fantastic. From the first whistle, we went for it, and thankful we got it. And I'm very pleased with the boys' attributes and the application today. They worked really hard for each other.
Have you ever been involved in such a cruising victory? Because let's be honest, there was only one team there today.
No, I wouldn't be so disrespectful. The reason it looked that way is because we were on our game. We worked very, very hard, and Forrest's confidence was low. And as I said, I couldn't be that disrespectful to an opposing team, and we had to work very hard for this. It may have looked easy to some people, but it certainly wasn't.
Despite you concentrating through the game, I wonder if you could feel the ire of the Forest fans, and if you could, obviously Gary Megson could.
I felt sorry for everybody connected with Forest. It's a cruel game, and we're part of it. The highs are very high, but they always go to the very depths, and you feel sorry for them, of course you do. Yeah, you do sympathise.
Did you notice the home fan ripped off his shirt and threw it at the dugout?
Yeah, I'm sure the guy's real upset about the situation, but if he's upset, Gary Megson will be feeling 10 times worse, because, as I said, he's trying to rectify the situation here and try and win games. That's not happened today, and the fans should recognise the fact that it's not just them at Hudson you lose games. It's about players, it's about managers as well.
You threw a little surprise, and it worked right from the off, didn't it? In the team selection.
Yeah, well, as I said, I thought I'd freshen things up, change it about a bit. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. I've been crucified for some decision I made this season. I feel wrongly at times, to be honest, but as I said, you've got to take a good with a bad. This has certainly been a good day for us.
Well, if you're interested, we've had several emails and text messages from fans this afternoon saying what a team selection and how well it's worked.
I'll be perfectly honest with you, unless I can speak to fans directly, I'm not particularly interested, because I can't respond to that. I don't listen to the bad ones when the bad emails come in, so I shouldn't really take much notice of the good ones, although you do like to be appreciated. I'm doing my best for this club, and so are the players.
Teamwork was on top form today, the spirit and the application, Bobby.
Yeah, but I've seen it so many times before, and I've seen it before games which we've lost heavily, that we're all up for the game, and once the game starts, we don't seem to be there. But as I said, we've done that. We've went out in this game, and we've worked hard for it, and we've got 3 points, and that was the most important thing.
Your side now above Leicester City, 51 points. I know mathematically it's not, but virtually there now, would you say?
We're getting closer. The games are running out, and we're picking up points. So, yeah, we're pleased about that. But as I said, there's still a lot of football, a lot of points to be played for, and we'll keep focused.
Well, a lot of fans in that away end enjoyed it this afternoon.
I hope so. That's what our aim is, to try and give them good days. This has been a good trip for them. We've performed really well. We knocked the ball about superbly well at times and scored good goals. So I hope the fans appreciated that and are pleased by that, because I'm pleased for them, because they've travelled a long way and have paid a lot of money to come here.